What's the worst that could happen when Tennessee students begin taking standardized tests on computers next week? Education officials say even a major system failure wouldn't be the end of the world. Students could always revert to taking a paper and pencil test, says Nakia Towns, Assistant Education Commissioner for Data.
We think that educators and students are going to be flexible. They know that this is a first year experience, and if there's a transition, there will be hiccups, I'm sure.
A few schools have made last-minute decisions to not even try online tests this year. Everybody has to make a decision by Monday. For schools that have run into problems on practice tests, like students waiting more than a minute between questions, state officials are encouraging them to reconsider. As recently as last week, the servers crashed during a test run. Chief Information Technology Officer Cliff Lloyd says the system was repaired and improved, but he says another similar crash is not his primary concern.
I'm worried about the subtle, hidden, you know, just small issues that can occur on certain versions of operating systems under certain conditions. It's the more random stuff, the little random stuff I actually worry about more than those big things.
One subtle problem has already been uncovered. State officials are now discouraging districts from using iPads for online standardized testing because some interactive questions don't work well on a touchscreen. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.